Right, good evening. We are now looking at a discourse about Lech Lecha, which was said in 1980, and it hasn't been edited. It's an unedited discourse, and if we just look at the Psukim, the beginning of the Sedra, Lech lecha v'yomah Hashem el Avram, lech lecha me'atzecha u'me'moladetecha. Go, now the word lech lecha is an interesting phrase, which the discourse is going to explore. Lech lecha, go for yourself. Me'atzecha, from your land, u'me'moladetecha, from your birthplace, u'me'beit avicham, from your father's house, el ha'aretz, to the land Asher Areka, which I will show you. Now, you could read Asher Areka, possibly you could read it in a slightly different way, Asher Ani Are Otcha, I will show you. So, either I will show the land to you, or I will show you, I will reveal you. So, you've got a few ambiguities. Ve'ezcha legoy gadol, and I'll make you into a great nation. Ve'avarechecha, and I will bless you. Ve'agad l'shmecha, I will make your name great. Ve'yei bracha, and you'll be for a blessing. Ve'avarecha mevarechecha, and I'll bless those who bless you, and those who curse you I will curse, and so on. And then it says that beautiful line, they'll be blessed for you, through you, kol mishpachot v'nivrechu b'cha, kol mishpachot hadama, all families of the earth will be blessed by you. Now Rashi says on this, I'll make your name great. Why will I make your name great? Because when people travel, they become sort of less well known. If you stay in a particular place, then you are known, everyone knows, that's a very fine person, that's a very important person. But then when you travel somewhere else, no one's heard of you, no one knows about you. So God is sort of comforting Abraham and telling him that I will make your name great, and so all that is a little bit of an introduction to the discourse. So we will have a attempted melodic introduction as well, in order to break through the limitations of this material world. There's a shop in it's near Tottenham. It's
called Material World.
Yes, near the Camden Market. Near the Camden Market, so it's called Material World. You know, so
it sells materials.
It sells materials, yes. But obviously, the person making that name for the shop is aware that there is a world beyond the material world. Ya 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 ma yom ba mo ya ya ra 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 yom ba mo ya ya ba ya ra ba 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 mo ya ba 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 mo ya ba ba ya ba 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 Yo yaram bara yo bam yam bam bam ba yaram bam 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 ho yaram ba yo yaram ba yo ba ho ya yaram ba yam ba ya yaram ba yam ba yam Ha yaram ba ya yaram ba yo Ha yaram ba yam bam bam ba ya yam ba yam ba yam ba yam bam yam bam o ya ho Ha yara yaram ba ya yara ya yaram ba ya 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 yaram ba oh ya ya yara yaram ba ya yara yo yaram ba yam ho I think this study session should be l'zchut for the merit of the refuah shleima of Judith, whom we were speaking about before, Judith Israf Yehudit Bas Fruma, I think. So Hashem said to Abram, go for yourself, so may she be well in every way, complete healing. Hashem said to Abram, go for yourself from your land and from your birthplace, from the house of your father, to the land which I will show you. I'll make you into a great nation, and I'll bless you, I'll make your name great, and you'll be for a blessing. And they'll be blessed through you, all families of the earth. And it's known, the point, the question which is raised in the previous the Mamar and the discourses of previous Lubavitch Rebbeim, and particularly there is one from the year 1866, and that's the Rebbe Maharash, Rebbe Shmuel, who was the Rebbe in Lubavitch after the passing of the Tzemach Tzedek. And here is his book, the Book of Those Discourses, which was not printed with a typeface. It's printed as a handwritten text. And they found that an easier option for printing, in order to, because they had these very beautiful handwritten texts, from a scribe called Reb Shmuel Sofer, who wrote out beautifully many pieces of Hasidic teachings. You can hardly ever find a mistake, pages after pages. Don't find a crossing out. Very, very beautiful writing. So he would write in such a way that it would be copied. He would write on something which would then be put on a kind of a flat jelly, and then he would take off the original and put on like 20 copies. You can make 20 copies from that. So in that way, Hasidic teachings were able.
Oh, you mean it was originally copied years and years ago?
Yeah, he would write, and then he would, and then the page, I don't know if it was special paper, he would put that face down on the jelly, peel it off very carefully, then put a blank page on the jelly.
I see the ink would come back.
Yeah, I think it's called hectograph.
The ink stuck to the jelly.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's called hectograph. It's like a variety of the early copying processes. So, you know, later on, much later, there were stencils, you know, where you wrote on wax. And then you could make many copies from that.
Yeah.
But this was... Okay. So the question that they ask, Mahu akefel lech lecha? Why does it say lech lecha, go for yourself? V'have leilome, I could have just said, lech, go, me'atzecha, from your land. Mahu lech lecha? What does it mean, go lecha, for yourself? Gam tzarich lahavim, we also have to understand omro, the fact that it says va'agad l'shemecho, I will make your name great. Mahi maile legabi avam, what does this matter for Abraham? What great thing is this for Abraham saying, I'll make your name great? Abraham dichtib bei, about whom it says in the Torah, va'anochi, he says, va'anochi afa ve'efa, I'm ashes and I'm dust and ashes. What does such a person care about being well known, not being well known? Shahaya b'tachlit habitul, he was completely self-abnegated. Umawa maile etzlo hagdalat Hashem. What is the special thing for him of the greatness of name? Nekudat habiyo bezeh, and the main explanation of this, which comes, if you look in note 5, actually comes from the Alshich. From the Alshich, was a great teacher of Perushim on the Torah who lived in Tzfat. So the basic explanation on this, the Pirush Lech Lecho, when it says go for yourself, Hainu, that means Lech El Atzmecha. Go to you, your own essence. Sheyelech, the person that Avram in this case, but he's going to read it as that applies to everyone. Sheyelech, that Avraham should go, v'yashuv, he should return, el etzem mitziyuto, to the very essence of his being, el shochsho umekoro, to his roots, to his origin. V'zeo gam ma shemamshech el ha'aretz ha'she'areka, and that also helps understand that it continues to the land which, where I will show you. The nosaf leperish ha'pashut, in addition to the ordinary explanation, sha'arel lecha et ha'aretz, I will show to you the land, that's what it means, ha'she'areka. Yadua perush b'zeh, it is known, another explanation of this, which Rav Shneur Zalman writes in Torah Or, sha'arev agale otcha, I will reveal you, b'mahotcha v'atzmutcha, in your essence. So in other words, there is Avraham going to his essence in order that then God can reveal his essence. Yeah. That Avraham can be revealed, and he'll be revealed, his very essence will be revealed. Now, this is compared with another comment of Rabbi Shneur Zalman, V'al derech perush Rabbeinu HaZaken, as the Rabbi Shneur Zalman explained, the Alter Rebbe, B'ma shekatuv, Ata horeso ladas, you revealed, this is a verse in the Barim, you, God, showed to know. And Rabbi Shneur Zalman said, Ata, du atzmus ein sof baruch, you, the very essence of the infinite, Haresa, hosdich bevisen, you've shown yourself. And al derech zeh, so you can explain this in the same way. So it's not transitively, you have shown something else. In the case of God, it's God revealing himself. Here, what is going to be revealed? In fact, it is transitive because it's God revealing Abraham. The question is it God revealing the land to Abraham or God revealing Abraham to everyone else? So the second explanation is, the normal explanation which every child learns in Cheder, is that God is saying, I will reveal the land to you. But the further explanation is, God says, I will reveal you, Avraham. I will show you, I'll reveal you, Abraham. And this idea, the revelation of its true essence, who al yadei is, comes by means of ha'avodah delech lecha, through the service of going to his own root, halicha, and what does it mean going to his own root? Halicha, the movement, me'atzecha u'mimoladetecha u'mibet avicha, by moving from these different dimensions of your land, your birthplace, the house of your father, so it's through that process, is moving from these different levels which in some way are constraining him, through that he will come to his own essence. Now this movement, Lech Lecha, it's going somewhere. Now the very words, when you look at them in the Chumash, without the pointing, Lech Lecha, you can see, means go, and then Lecha means yourself. But when you just look at it, it looks like the word Lech, Lech. It's as if the word Lech is written twice. Mm. Now, last year, the Maimer that we learned on this Sedra took a different approach to this Sedra, and it's up on the web. It's that there are two movements. It's as if Lech was written twice, and it's two kinds of movement. And so here it alludes to that concept,
ובבייס הפירושים שבזה, with the two explanations of this movement, מלמטה למעלה, from below to above, ומלמעלה למטה, and from above to below, כדלקמן, as will be explained. So there's the movement of Abraham, which can be seen as a movement either from below to above, or from above to below. And in that process, there is this idea of going to his essence, and through that, as a result of that, will come about the revelation of Abraham's deepest dimension in a positive way, and all that connects to him leaving Ur Kasdim and going to the land of Israel, which is the simple text of what the Chumash is saying. Ubiya ha'inyan hu, and the explanation of this is as follows: in Perush Harishon Balich Azuhi, the first explanation of this movement is Shehi Alicha Melamata Lemaila. It's a movement from below to above. Ukapashtos Haktuvim, and as the simple verses, the simple understanding of the verses, Shavraham Alach Me'atzecha U'Mimoladetecha Me'Beit Avicha. He went from his home, Me'ur Kasdim, from Ur of the Chaldees, as they, you know, you go into the British Museum, there's this big room, or corner of a big room, you know, and it says you are, and they've got jugs and different cuneiform bits and pieces. It's a lovely thing to look at. So he went from there, El Aretz Asher Areka, to the land which I will show you, namely El Aretz Yisrael, to the Holy Land, to the land of Israel. The Ur Kasdim Hay Mekom Shel Avodah Zarah. Ur Kasdim was a place of idolatry. And that's what it means, go from your land. Now when he was traveling from Ur Kasdim, he was actually traveling to work together with his father Terach. So he wasn't going quite by himself, he was going with his father a certain time, as it says actually a verse in Parshat Noach last week. At the end, it says how they left Ur Kasdim, and it's Terach and his son Avraham and Avraham's wife, who is Sarah. Uchtiv, and it says Be'eva Hana'a Yashvu Avotechem Mo'ola. Across the river, your fathers dwelt, your ancestors dwelt long ago. Terach Avi Avraham Ba'Avi Nachor, Terach the father of Abraham and Nachor. V'ya'avdu elokim achirim, and they served idols. V'zeu mimoladetecha, and that's what it means from your birthplace. Shehalach misham, he went away from there. V'achakach bavo le'eretz Kanan, so he's going from his land, which is Ur Kasdim, but he's also going, when he leaves Ur Kasdim, he's still with Terach, and his brother Nachor as well. But Nachor's already Haran is dead. But Avraham leaving Ur Kasdim, although he's got away from Atzecha, from his land, he's still with his birthplace, so to speak, not the place, but his father. He's still going with his father. And then he makes another step away from his father. Va'achakach bavo le'eretz Kanan. Then he leaves his father and he comes to the land of Canaan. But he still had a member of his family with him. Hare haya imo Lot ben Achiv. There was Lot, the son of his brother. So Lot is there with him. And so that is, and only after that does it say, Vahashem amar l'Avram, acharei hipared Lot mimo. God spoke to Abraham after Lot had gone away from him. So once Lot had gone away from him, God is now speaking to him, and v'zel mibeit avicha. That means he's not only left his birthplace, meaning being with his father, he's also left the house of his father, meaning the whole family. He's now there alone. So it's like stages of him going off alone, away from the town where he came from, away from his father, away even from his cousin. From his nephew, and his journey was to the land of Israel. Shehi amakom asher yivcha Hashem lekecha. It's the place which Hashem would choose l'shaken shmo sham, to make His name dwell there. Va'afilu bizman Avraham, and even at the time of Abraham, kvar hayta habechira be'eretz Yisrael, the divine choosing of this land was already there in the land of Israel. Va'ad shenema lo, until it was told to him, kum italech va'aretz, get up, arise, go in the land, lo'ochka ulorachva, its length and its breadth, ki lechait nena, because I will give it to you. All this is emphasizing the sanctity of Israel and what this passage is talking about, in case, just so we don't lose the thread, that the movement of Abraham from below to above is that he's going from a place of idolatry in stages, leaving different encumbering things like his father, who was an idolater, and Lot, who was his nephew, also wasn't so positive. And when Abraham got clear of them, and there he is, alone, away from their atmosphere, as it were, then God reveals himself to him in an extra way, and he is in this sacred land, which even now is the sacred land. The Ita B'Gemara, it says in the Talmud, Shal Yedei Zeh Kana Avram Et Ha'aretz B'Chazaka. Through the fact that Avram walked through the land by its length and its breadth, he acquired it. One of the methods that the sages tell us about acquiring a field is walking around the field. I think you're supposed to do something as well, like, you know, fix a fence, yeah, or something. Yeah, something or other. But the fact of walking around in the field is an aspect of the idea of chazaka, of making acquiring this piece of land. And so Avraham, by traveling through the land of Israel, is acquiring it. And there's another point. Well, this is to emphasize that when Abraham was in the land of Israel, it already had a sacred quality. It was given to Abraham and the Jewish people. And there's another verse, Begam Ktiv, it also says, Lezaracha natati et haaretz, to your seed I have given the land in the past. V'itab Yerushalmi, the Jerusalem Talmud says, Lezaracha eten ein ktiv kan. It doesn't say to your seed I will give the land. El lezaracha natati, but to your seed I have given. Kvar natati, it's already been given to, it's already been given to, the children of Abraham. So, in other words, right at the beginning, Eretz Yisrael is the sacred land, the land which is there, the Jewish land, the land given to the Jewish people, Kolomar, Shekvah bizman Avraham Avinu nitna lo ha'aretz, that already in Abraham's own time the land was given to him. So there's a movement from the idolatrous realm of Ur Kasdim, of Ur, as the British Museum puts it, to the sacred land of Israel. And similarly can be understood. I'd just like to point out something. When the Rebbe says, it says in the Jerusalem Talmud. Now, that might sound a very simple statement. You know, you only have to learn one page of the Jerusalem Talmud and you can quote something that's in the Jerusalem Talmud. The point is, I suspect, when it says it's in the Jerusalem Talmud, it means it's not in the Babylonian Talmud. So by saying it's in the Jerusalem Talmud means that the person saying that knows that it's only in the Jerusalem Talmud. In fact, it is in the Midrash as well. But by saying, if you look in the footnote, it's in the Jerusalem Talmud and it's in Bereshit Rabbah. But it's but by saying it's in the Jerusalem Talmud means the person saying that is aware that it's not in the Bavli. So they like know the Bavli, and so then this statement, which is in Yerushalmi, well, that's only in Yerushalmi, so you attribute it there. So just to point that out. So so we also have this Baruch Niyut, also in spiritual terms. So far we've spoken about it as a geographical move from one place to another. Shahalicha zu shel Avraham, this journey of Abraham was minamata lemaila, was from below to above. As explained before, shahalicha hilcha, he's going to his essence. Loshorsho Mekorot is very rude. Ela Aretz Asher Areka, to the land where I will show you, Sha'areva Galiotcha Bamaotcha Vatzmutcha, I will reveal you in your essence, Ad Shi'igi Lebchinet Eva Hana, till he reached the other side of the river, the Mal Yuta, expressing that in a positive way. He's going from the state that he was to his essence, so he's going from below to above, and he's going across the river. Now, this idea of going across the river, of course, there's the Jordan, and Abraham starts off on the eastern side of the Jordan, then he has to cross the Jordan to get into Eretz Yisrael. But the idea here, see, one way of understanding the Ivri, the Hebrew, is they start off the other side of the Jordan, in other words, the eastern side, they come over into the western side. But here it's being expressed as if he goes to a state, a superior spiritual state of being across the river. It's like looking at it the other way round. What does it mean, being across the river? He's called Abraham the Ivri because of the word Evahana, the one who's on the other side of the river. Because the whole world, Midrash says, the whole world was on one side of the bank of the river, and he was on the other side. Abraham had the power to stand up against the whole world. The whole world was idolatrous. He worshipped one God. The man of faith, the man of spirituality, the man of honesty, b'makom she'ein ish tia ish, the place where there is no man, be a man, and you stand up for truth, for goodness, for whatever it is, a positive thing. You stand up despite the whole opposition that there might be around you. Very beautiful book, I can't remember the name of the author, but Conscience and Courage, which describes non-Jews who tried to, and succeeded in these cases, in saving Jews during the war. And the authors try to analyze what it was that enabled these people to risk their lives in this very serious way to save a Jew. And it presents the idea of this sort of a non-authoritarian personality. You know, it's someone who is going to think for themselves and cannot, just because everyone else is doing a certain thing, that doesn't mean that I'm going to do it. And as someone I know who was saved by a non-Jew, and she came back eventually after the war. You know Miriam? Do you know Miriam? That's, I think she's been here. So when she was saved, but she was a little girl, but her whole family, 11 people I think it was, they were saved in Hungary in a large fireplace. There was like a large fireplace in the basement of an apartment block, and they lived in this large fireplace, and the caretaker and his wife, they looked after them. They pushed sort of cupboards over the fireplace, so they were hidden there, and at certain times they would let them out, and they fed them, they looked after them completely. And it was extremely dangerous for the caretaker and his wife. They could have been killed if they were discovered, and conversely, if they'd have given up these Jews, they'd have got a lot of money. So it was really a chassid, yes. And in the end, the survivors, quite a number of years after the war, they looked for this caretaker and his wife. The caretaker passed away, but the wife was still there, and they brought her to New York and fated her again. You know, like. So Miriam, whom I know, asked her, "Why did you do it?" And she said, "I had to." You know. I had to. It was they just couldn't go with the crowd. Everyone else was killing Jews, giving away Jews, happily discovering them, especially when you look into the Hungarian atmosphere. Really, there's a very beautiful book called The Scent of Snow Flowers. Who the name of the author again escapes me, but it's a Feldheim book, something like that. It's a very, very, very beautiful account of a family trying to survive in the Hungarian situation during the war, basically by pretending to be non-Jews, and the atmosphere of fear, and a very, very meaningful experience. Anyway, so the person who stands up against la foule, you know, the crowd, and is not going to give in this way. So this is what Avraham reached. He went over the river, and he stood up for the idea of one God. He risked his life for them. Although, in fact, that all happened earlier on as well. But on deeper and deeper levels, he has this quality of being able to stand up against the world. Vahaperush Ashenihu, and the second way of understanding this movement, so far we've looked at the movement from below to above. Shalichu zui milamayla lamata, it's a movement from above to below. Me'atzacha u'mimoladetacha mibeit avicha, these terms, your land, your birthplace, your father's house, kai al hasfirot, these terms refer to the Sfirot, and it's Sfirot from very exalted level, then down. Vayilichahi, and the movement is Ela'aretz Asheareka Shei Sfirat Malchut, to the land which is the Sfirah Malchut, kingship. Bechinat Eretz, which is often called land. Ad L'mate Yoteh, and even lower than the Sfirah Malchut, Lo'olam Azeh Atachton, to this lower physical world. V'zeo Asheareka, that's what it means, I will show you. Da'al yedei yiridat ha'neshama, through the descent of the soul. That's what Abraham represents. Mi'igra rama, from a high roof where it starts off, levira mikta, to a low pit. Da'ami nivreti l'shamesh et koni, because I am created to serve my Creator. V'yetera mezu, and even more, ani lo nivreti eile l'shamesh et koni, the only purpose of my existence is in order to serve my Creator. Po'alim Shiyya Sheareka, we achieve this idea, Shiyitgale Etzem Mitziyut HaNeshama, that the essence of the soul should be revealed. So in other words, it's going from a very exalted level where the soul starts off, down into the worlds, to the level of Sfirah Malchut, and lower into the physical world, and there, Areka, I will show you, I will reveal you, because there the essence of the soul is revealed when we fulfill our task in the right way in the world. Vehine, Amru Razal, the sages tell us, Kiyam Avraham Avinu et kol haTorah kula, Abraham kept the entire Torah al Shalonit now before it was given. Well, now this is a problem that thousands of Chumash teachers experience. You know, whether they're teaching, I think children just accept it straight off. Yes, Abraham, why did Rashi says they're giving the foods to the angels. Rashi says it was Pesach. So children accept it, but adults immediately have a question. It's a chronological question. What do you mean it was Pesach? How could he keep the whole Torah? The Torah was given at Mount Sinai. An adult has a clear chronological picture. To a child, the chronology may as yet be more blurred. Or maybe a child just, if Rashi says it, so it must be true, what's the problem? Like the proof for the existence of God. The Rambam says there is a God, and the Raiva doesn't contradict him, so that's it. God exists. No further discussion required. So first sight, we have to understand. Most mitzvot of the Torah are connected with the going out of Egypt. As is explained in various books, such as the famous Sefer HaChinuch, 13th century work, which outlines the mitzvah which are in each sedra of the Torah. So every sedra, you've got a set of the mitzvot which were in that sedra, and it goes through them a little bit in the style of the Rambam, following the Rambam. As on Shabbat and festivals, where we say, it's in memory of going out of Egypt. A slave couldn't rest on Shabbat, so Shabbat represents our freedom from slavery. And similarly, all the festivals, Pesach, and so on, it's all about going out of Egypt. Until you get the giving of the Torah in the first statement, the first of the Ten Commandments, Nema, it says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God, Asher Tzeiticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, who took you out of the land of Egypt. Now, comes chronology. Surely Abraham, our father, was many generations before the going out of Egypt, or several many generations. And you can even prove this from a verse where God speaking to him, your children will be slaves in the land which isn't there. Will be slaves or strangers. Not him. And the fourth generation will return here. How can you say that Avram kept the whole Torah? In order to understand that, we're going back to the other point that was raised about the name. What does Abram care about having a great name? It's not his name, it's God's name. And in order to understand that, we're going to look in the Zohar. I hope everyone's over 14. Not yet. Nearly. V'achayin yin yuvan al pi mashkatu b'zohar, according to what it says in the Zohar, the chol maisa mitzvot, that all action of mitzvot, hu la'atkana razad yishmei, is in order to put right, tikkun, the taken, to put right the secret of the divine name. Ad l'tikun shmo hagadol, until one reaches the tikun of the great name. There are different names of God, and the mitzvot are somehow putting right these names until we come to the putting right, the tikun, the establishment, the revelation in some way of the great name. Shmo sifin bo gadlut, its greatness is somehow added to al yedei kiyum ha-Torah mitzvah, through the keeping of Torah or mitzvah. This is the kind of statement for which in the 13th century the Jews were accused by the Catholic Church of blasphemy, because they would say things about how the Jew, look what it's saying here, the Jew through his or her action of mitzvah is making the name of God great. So for the church, this was blasphemy. You know, how can you say that? God is infinitely great and you a puny human being. How can you make God great? I'm not sure that, I mean, this statement doesn't occur in the Talmud, so it wasn't, as far as I know. So this was not one of the issues, but there were something like 29 counts on which the Talmud was put on trial for blasphemy in Paris in 1240. And it was things of this type, like saying that God, since the exile, since the destruction of the temple, Ein la HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ela Dalad Amot Shel Halacha Bilvad. He only has the four cubits of halacha. How can you say that about God? He's only got the four cubits of halacha. God is infinite, everything, he's beyond everything. So that kind of statement. God weeps every day because he destroyed the temple. So because of that, the Talmud was put on trial and they burnt 24 cartloads of books in a square in Paris. Now, so the point is that however, this is what the Zohar says. This is Jewish teaching, that the human being and Hashem have a close relationship, and by our keeping mitzvot, we are somehow expressing the greatness in God's name, which in fact it's not so hard to understand. The name of God means the revelation of God in the world. The fact that you have a puny human being with all kinds of dimensions of Yetzer Hara, which are very apparent in the world, as it's obvious if you open any newspaper, let alone if you look in Eitz Chaim, which will also tell you the same thing. But the newspaper, Lahavdil, will say it more openly. But nonetheless, that person does a mitzvah. That's incredible. He's doing a mitzvah. What an amazing thing. Thousands of years after Matan Torah. Well, Avraham is doing it before Matan Torah, but we're doing it after. It's even more astonishing. God didn't even speak to us. And nonetheless, we are keeping mitzvah. Of course, it's expressing the greatness of God's name, and it's magnifying God's name in some way. V'zeh omar shekiyem Avraham Avinu et kol ha-Torah kula ad shelo nitna. That's what it means that Avraham kept the whole Torah before it was given. Ki al yedei ha-avodah delech lecha me'atzcha, through his service of going to his source from his land in these different ways, bebeit ha-ofanim, both ways, from below to above and above to below. Pa'al Avraham Avinu shi'avah gad v'shemecha, he achieved the grandizing of God's name, la'ad k'nar ha'zad v'shmei, to make the tikkun of the divine name, ad l'vchin of shema gadol, till reaching the great name of Hashem. Now here we have another section of Zohar which is extremely beautiful, and so the time is getting late, but would you like to know? Yeah, should we? V'hine apia now. Now according to the above, efshar lahavin b'miktzat, we can partly understand ma she'amru b'zohar, what it says in the Zohar, and he gives the exact reference where, in the Maimah, in the additions, not in the regular section of the Zohar, in the additions to volume 2. The Zohar is always in the same three volumes, the regular Zohar. So the Zohar is always in the same three volumes, and at the end of volume 2, they're like additions. So he's saying, in the additions to volume 2, and it says like this. What this passage in the Zohar is doing, it's connecting the Ten Commandments with the Ten Sirah, with Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, etc. So that's the kind of parallelism that the Zohar is drawing over there. Kad Yayiv Kod Shebricho Raisal Yisrael, when God gave the Torah to the Jewish people, Rashim lo barozad ishmo kadisha, he inscribed them, I think, with the divine name. Ama anochi Hashem elekecha, I am Hashem your God, barozad de chesed Avraham ochitah, with the secret of chesed, which Avraham clasps. Avraham grips the quality of chesed, because that's what Avraham represents, kindness. Ulekable, and corresponding to chesed, is mitzvah saseh, are all the positive commandments. Verozador, and that secret is expressed. In other words, the first commandment, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that is the essence of all the positive commandments, and it corresponds to Avraham, and it corresponds to the sphera chesed. Verozador, tafkidita kamaisa, the Pocket Kutchabrich Labram. This secret's expressed in the first command that God commanded Abraham. Mitzvah Saseh. It was a positive command, Hava. Dichsiv Lech Lecho Me'atzcha. As God said to him, go from your land. So, when we first hear God speaking to Abraham, he says something positive. Go. And that corresponds to all the positive commandments in the Torah. And because of this, chushba mitzvah saseh, the number of positive commandments in the Torah is ramach, is resh mem ches, 248, but chushban Avraham, the same numerical value as the word Avraham. Then we have the second command. Lo yelecho elekim acherim, you shouldn't have any other gods. Now the second command, we say, is the source of all the negative commands. This is Barozah de Gvura. This is the secret of the Sphira Gvura, severity, the Achid by Yitzchak, which Yitzchak is grasping. He represents severity. V'ha Yitzchak b'mitzvahs lo yisaseh ochid, because Yitzchak class the negative commandments. Don't do this and don't do that. And parallel with this, we see that the first mitzvah given to Yitzchak for tafkidata k'maisa delay, his first command from God, mitzvahs lo yisaseh hava, was a negative command. Dichsiv, God says to him, al teired Mitzrayim, don't go down to Egypt. So there we have this idea that each of them is the expression, Avram is the expression of the positive, so his first statement from God is positive. Yitzhak is the expression of the negative, the first statement in him was negative, don't go down to Egypt. When he was traveling, there was a famine in the land in Israel, and he wanted to go down to Egypt. God said, don't go down to Egypt, so he did. Batanya, as it's quoted in Tanya, Shadibad Anochi Kol Machmis. So say, the first commandment, Anochi Hashem, includes all the 248 positive commandments. V'lo yelecha kol shin samachei mitzvos lo yisaseh. And the second commandment, don't worship idols, includes all the 365 negative commandments. Then the Zohar goes on, lo yisaseh Hashem elekecha l'shav, don't lift up God's name for nothing. This is Barozat de Tiferes, this is Tiferes, splendor, the third sphere, the Ikri Emes, which is called truth, and who's got the quality of truth? Ikri Bo Yaakov Shlema. Yaakov, who is Yaakov Ish Tom, Shlema, Tom, complete, perfect, he is the person of truth. The Yanik Terein Chulkim Mitzvotasim Mitzvot Loisah. He drinks in, he's the third sphere, joining Chesed and Gvura, so he gets the positive mitzvahs and the negative mitzvahs. That's why it says Yaakov Ishtom dwelling in tents. Loshen Rabim, tents in the plural, the kol mitzvot sase, mitzvot lo sase, because it includes the positive and the negative mitzvot. V'gamu kavim tzoi, and also Yaakov is the middle line. V'oy de perish yoshev olim, when it says he dwells in tents, who limud haTorah, that means learning Torah. So that's his mitzvah, learning Torah. The limud haTorah are maybe le de maise b'shnei and yonim, learning Torah brings to the action in both these dimensions of the doing of the mitzvahs which we should do and not doing the mitzvahs that we shouldn't do. And so therefore he is combining both the positive and the negative through the fact that he's learning Torah. Now, so that's a quote from the Zohar. The L'cha'oira, because at first sight, Ma'o inyan shatzibe lech lecha ma'atzcha, what is this, that the command, go from your land, who mitzvah sase, is a positive command, and it includes all the 248 mitzvah sase, positive commandments. Ah, chal pi anal yuvim, but we can understand it from what we said above. Lefi sh'al yedei alicha zu, because through this movement of Avraham, ba'alif chinis v'agadah shemecha, that movement is, in fact, leading to the grandeur, the greatness of God's name, which, la'askana rosa d'shmei, to establish God's name, which is really the whole idea of doing the mitzvahs. So therefore we can understand, Avraham Avinu kept all the mitzvahs of the Torah, because just by doing this movement of going, lech lecha ma'atzecha, he is actually doing something which includes all the positive mitzvahs and is making the divine name great. Okay, so that is a way of understanding Abraham keeping all the mitzvahs of the Torah. And then you come back to other ways of understanding it, that literally he had matzah, etc. V'zeh lech lecha ma'atzecha, right, penultimate paragraph. This is what it means, go from your land. The Inyan Zeh Nitzchis. This is an eternal instruction, Ba'avodas Kol Echad Yisrael, in the service of every single Jew. Uch Yadul, as is known, D'mar Shenem Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. It says, I am Hashem your God, Elokecha, yours in the singular, thy God, Loshen Yochid, the singular. Asher hoitzeisicha, I took you in the singular, loshen yochid. Hu lefi shekoy al kol echad ve'echom Yisro b'yichud, is because this teaching, this statement, I'm Hashem thy God, applies to every single individual Jew individually. Va'al derech zeh b'degel inyan d'lech lecha, similarly with the word lech lecha. This idea of go to your root, to your essence, and in its two ways of going from below to above and above to below, it applies to every single individual. Each person has to go from, now what does it mean, your land? Miragiluto, from his habits. There's a certain habit that a person has got. He's used to a certain thing. In order to be able to move spiritually, we have to be able to break out of habits. Some habits are good. We have to inculcate some habits. And some habits, we can try to jump out of that habit. and from your birthplace. Now that is mehachinuch shekibel, from the way one was taught. Now, a person might have been taught sort of a very secular education, and he's got to jump out of that and come to a spiritual, more positive Jewish dimension. But whatever one has been taught, there is always a step. All right, there are certain levels of what one is taught, which is very, very important foundation for one's future life, what's called Girsa de Yankas, one's early learning. But there are all kinds of ways of learning and of thinking that we have as a child, and so we're surrounded by, that in fact we have to leave as well. You see, there's Mitzrayim, which is impure, Egypt, which is impure, and there's also Mitzrayim de Kedusha. There's the Egypt of holiness. That means one can be in a, like a more spiritual situation. And still, it's limiting, and one has to be able to break out of that. Umibes avicha, and from one's father's house. Now the father represents Chochmah. Misichloi, from one's intellect. Hamoiledes amidus, which gives birth to one's emotions. One's intellect can itself be an entrapping and limiting thing. Of course, you need intellect in order to learn Torah. You need a certain amount of intelligence to study what we're studying now. To follow a Tosfos in the Gemara, you need to have a wonderful mathematical mind, Bezras Hashem. But the trap of intellect can be used in a very positive way, and it can also limit a person in their relationship to Hashem. They have to be able to go beyond that as well in the right way. So we go out of what, everything that's been given, our habits, our chinuch, our education, our own intellect. We go to our real essence and source, to the land which I will show you, or where you will be revealed, your own essence will be revealed. And this movement from below to above is through the descent from above to below. The two concepts are being joined together. What does it mean? Hayarida la'eretz kipshuta, going into the land literally. What does that mean? The real world, the vira amikta, the low pit, the deep pit. Olam hazeh atachta, in this lower world. She'ein tachta namat memena, there's nothing lower than it. A very interesting concept, that our world is really the lowest in all, the whole system of the spiritual realms, atzilus, bria. There's nothing lower than our world. Our world is the lowest dimension. Here it is. Because here it's total opacity. God is hidden, in normal terms. And that is, that's what's called lower, a lower world. And sometimes God is very much. Dal yedei zen, it's through being down in this low dimension, oisim dira lo yisvorach betachtonim, we make a dwelling for Hashem in this lower world. Through keeping the mitzvahs which are here in this world, and going beyond oneself and going beyond one's habits and so on. But yesh lo, one can suggest the shazer keshebein beis hapichushim, that's the connection between these two explanations of lech lecha, movement below to above or above to below. Ki aledei hayarida lamata, through the descent from above to below, in the yarida zui tzorech aliyah, this descent leads to an ascent. And through the person, soul, coming down into the lowest level of the world, and there, making a dwelling for the divine, through keeping Torah mitzvah, studying Torah, and prayer, through that, the soul reaches the highest levels, loch, latz musicho, mahuscho, the very essence, ad lemaile yois, and even higher than its essence, lemaile mishoshim akara, higher than the root of the soul, lemaile gamim pchines elokim hashom nesono, even higher than the dimension of ho elokim, not yud kebovke, but elokim, the lower dimension of godliness, asher nesono, which gives the soul, and it's reaching beyond, beyond, beyond to the very essence of God. As is explained in the Ma'amorim, the discourses about repentance, b'frat b'drusha azinu, especially on azinu, in Lukutei Torah of the Alter Rebbe, the b'chinas elikim asher nesonu b'chinas hatzur. That's the rock which hatzur tomim po'aloi. That's in azinu. Hatzur tomim po'aloi. And this rock, this flint, now, tzur is a piece of flint.
What?
Flint.
What is flint?
Tzur. Yeah, the word tzur in Hazinu. Hatzur tomim pola. Now, flint is a moshel of the soul and its relationship to God. And there's the concept, yadu achiluk ben shalheves sheba gacheles. You've got a coal, gachelet. And in the coal is a flame, shalheves. And the flame is there, right? It might sometimes die down a bit, but if you blow on the coal, then the flame bursts up, right? But then you have something else. You have ha'esh shebetzur ha'chalomish, the flame which is in the fire, which is in the flint. The shalheves shebeglachelet, the flame which is in the coal, even if the coal is a bit dull. Harihi metzir shaleif, it's real fire at this moment. But the flame which is in the flint, it's completely hidden, it's not there. But when you hit the flint, then the spark comes out. So it's as if there is a hidden fire there in the flint. This helps us understand the source of the soul above. That's like the fire in the flint. That's why it can never be extinguished. If you put the coal, the burning coal, in water, that's it. It's not a burning coal anymore. If you put the flint in the water, it can be in the water 6 months. You take it out, you bang it with a hammer, and there's a spark. So the fire is not put out. The fire in the flint. That's the flame in the soul, which is at its deepest dimension. Va'al yedei ha'yerida lamata, through going down to the lowest level, lech lecho el ha'oretz, ha'li ha'oretz yadoim ragla. Now that oretz, there's another verse in Isaiah, the earth is my footstool, God says. K'moch rafraf ha'magbi ragla ha'yoshev alekisa. A man is sitting on a chair, and then there's a footstool, and that footstool lifts up his feet. Through going down, the soul reaches a level which is actually higher from where it began, like the feet are raised. Till the soul, as it is below, is unified, is one with the very essence of God. Through the individual being in this low and difficult, problematic world with all the difficulties and horrors that are often there, unfortunately, and somehow, moment to moment, battling one's way through those different difficulties, and in a way which is connected with the Torah and Mitzvot in some form, which the person themselves may not always realize, they are actually bonded with the very essence of the divine. This is through the avodah, the service, through keeping Torah Mitzvot in general, which in general is divided into three lines: Torah, avodah, and gemilas chasodim, learning Torah, prayer, and doing good deeds. It goes on in the verse, I'll make you into a great nation, I will bless you, I'll make your name great, which itself corresponds to Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasodim, as is explained in this book of discourses that I brought over here, but the time is too late, by Rabbi Shmuel, the Rebbe Marash, but the time is too late to go into it in detail. V'yehi rotzen. So in other words, one comes to Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasodim. That's what the story of Abraham leaving his land, being told to leave his land, is doing. He goes to its very essence, and through that he comes, each individual comes, to actions and deeds and thoughts and of Torah and prayer and mitzvot in this world. V'yehi rotzon, may it be the divine will of Hashem, shal yedei avodah delech lecha, through the service of going to yourself, to the land which I will reveal you in spiritual terms, novai vu will come, b'korav mamash, swiftly, that it should be literally the land of Israel, ki al yedei bitul sibus hagolus, through annulling the cause of exile, which is mipnei chatoenu golinu ma'atzenu, on account of our sins we went into exile from our land, v'nisrachaknu me'al ebnasenu, and we are distant from our land, haynu kiyum ha'Torah mitzvos bichlal, so we annul this cause of exile by keeping Torah mitzvos in general, ubifrat al yedei akdomas avodas ha'tshuva, and especially by having tshuva first, doing tshuva first, repenting first. Sha'az ha'maisim em toivim ha'meirim. Then the actions become good and radiant. Ki yadua ha'bir b'mayim razal, as explaining the saying of the sages, yofo sha'achas b'tshuva o'maisim toivim b'olam hazeh. 1 hour in repentance and good deeds in this world is better mikol chai olam haba than the whole world to come. It says tshuva first, because when you've done tshuva first, then the actions are good and they shine. And then such actions for 1 hour of mitzvahs are better than the whole life of the world to come. Boim, and through this, we come to the land, asher areka la'eretz Yisrael kipshuta, literally the land of Israel, uvenareinu v'zekneinu, with our young people, with our old people, b'vaneinu b'vnoseinu, with our sons and our daughters, Kol Godol Yeshuvu Heina, a great community will come back here to the land of Israel, literally, together with Mashiach Tzidkenu and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, swiftly in our days, mamash.
Very Lech Lecha, go to your essence, and I'll share our record, fit in with each other.
Yeah.
Lech Lecha means go to your own essence. I share our record means I will reveal you to yourself, presumably.
Or you in the world, yes. So by reaching one's own essence, one's effect on the world from the essence. It's a bit like saying, "Vorim shayotzim alalev," words which come from the heart, "nichnosim alalev," go into the heart. So, how do you get words which come from the heart? You have to go to your own heart. Then, when you speak, the words that come out are words that come from the heart, and then they will go into the heart. So, in other words, his effect on the world, by God revealing his essence to the world, comes before, because, first of all, he went to his own essence.
Judith came here last week.
You have to say things out.